Ron Baker has spent almost 20 years of his life pursuing a worldwide quest. His big mission? To bury the billable hour and the timesheets which go with it. Ron Baker is the founder of the Vera Sage Institute in California, which is described as a think tank dedicated to helping the professions improve for the future. He's also the author of several books, including his latest publication titled Implementing Value Pricing, a Radical Business Model for Professional Firms. Ron tells Heather Dawson that the billable hour has no place in professional firms of the future, and he explains why in a moment. He also says it's an uphill battle to shift the entrenched views of many in professional services firms, although progress is being made.
In short, we've seen tremendous progress, although I'll admit we have a long way to go. The goal of eliminating both the billable hour and the timesheet may not be within reach, but I believe it's totally within sight. Hourly billing is on the defense in most professions around the world, including law, accounting, advertising, IT, and consulting. And I think it's just a matter of time before we get a death penalty verdict on it. I remain a paranoid optimist that the professions can change and that the business model that's nearly 100 years old needs to be changed. So I've seen tremendous progress. I'm very optimistic about it.
Well, your latest book's called Implementing Value Pricing, A Radical Business Model for Professional Firms. Why did you use the word radical in the subtitle there? And how do you define a business model anyway?
It was Latin for getting back to the root. And the root in this case is that customers buy value, not time. Nobody buys a chartered accountant's time. And I think ever since the hourly billing regime came in, we've lost sight of what it truly is that customers buy. And I think our business model is deeply flawed. It basically says that we sell time, but not a client alive buys time. What they're really buying is results or output and value. And by focusing on time, which is the inputs, the activities, and the costs, we're basically chasing the wrong rabbit. You guys have a lovely expression down there, I think, called you can't sit in between two stools. You can't chase the wrong rabbit and expect to get results. So I think having a business model that reflects the realities of the current economic climate makes a lot more sense.
Let's just have a quick look at your criticism of the traditional business model, which you describe as revenue equals people power times efficiency times hourly rate. What's your criticism?
Right. And I think that equation that you just said basically is how the traditional professional firm has been structured. It's essentially the pyramid model. This model can be traced back to 1919 in the United States of America. It actually came in the law profession first. And so we're approaching its 100th year anniversary, and there's many problems with this model. First off, it just looks at revenue. Any dollar of revenue is a good dollar, meaning any customer is a good customer. You know, the old saying that an accountant never met a billable hour that they didn't like. But growth for the sake of growth, just having revenue for the sake of growth, is the ideology of the cancer cell, not a viable, profitable business. And I really think that we need to look at other things. I mean, we have to understand that we can't be everything to everybody and that bad customers drive out good customers. The second problem with it is that it leverages time and it leverages people. That's how we got the pyramids. And of course, you can't really leverage time. Time just passes. So it doesn't really explain the success of an accounting firm because it's assuming what you're leveraging is time, but we're not. We're leveraging something else. The other problem is with the concept of efficiency. The way we measure the efficiency of chartered accountants in our firms based on utilization, realization, hours, all of these things, these are also 100 years old. They date back to the scientific management revolution, going back to the 1880s. We don't live in an industrial economy anymore. Look out the window of your offices. Show me where the smokestacks are. They're not there because we're knowledge workers. We work with our minds, not with our muscles. And this requires new metrics, new measurements of productivity or effectiveness, as we would say, that focus on outputs and results, whereas the metrics that most accounting firms use focus on inputs and activities. And last, the idea that customers buy time is codified in an hourly rate is specious. Customers don't buy time. They buy knowledge, wisdom, all sorts of things, but no customer of an accounting firm says they buy time. How can we sell something to somebody if that's not what they think they're buying? So there's a marketing disconnect.
Okay, well, your new business model says profitability equals intellectual capital times effectiveness times price. So why is this so much better?
This model starts with profitability, not revenue. It's not just about getting more business. It's about getting better business. You know, the old saying that revenue is vanity, but profit is sanity. But the other thing is, I'm not just talking about profitability in the very narrow sense as we accountants define it. I'm talking about the lifetime profitability of the client. And even more important, I'm talking about the profitability that the firm adds to the client over their lifetime. This gets missed in most discussions, but both buyer and seller make a profit. So that's the first thing. It changes the focus from revenue to profitability. The second thing is it changes this idea that we're leveraging time and people to we're leveraging intellectual capital. Intellectual capital is defined as knowledge that can be converted into profit. And the great thing about this idea of leveraging intellectual capital is it's a non-rival asset. It can be two places at once. If you were designing a business model based on leverage, you would want to leverage a non-rival asset. Well, a billable hour is not. It's a rival asset. The other thing is we focus on effectiveness, not efficiency. In a knowledge worker, I want effectiveness, not efficiency. Businesses aren't paid to be efficient. They're paid to be effective. They're paid to create results outside of themselves, to create wealth for the customer. I quite frankly don't want an efficient heart surgeon. I want an effective heart surgeon. And if he has to be inefficient to get the right result, then I'll suffer through that. And last, we change hourly rates to pricing because businesses have prices. Nobody would fly Qantas if Qantas quoted $4 per minute. And so we really want firms to quote prices up front to their clients. And this is because firms are subject to the same law of economics as every other business on the planet. There's no special law of supply and demand for accounting firms. They're subject to the same laws, and customers want to know the price up front of everything before they buy it. And we avoid that law at our peril.
Ron Baker, Vera Sage Institute.